Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Moments from now, we're going to find ourselves dashing through the snow. I think, after midnight is when it's supposed to start, and the predictions are between about 2 to 5 inches, depending on where you are.
Ho, ho, ho. It was already spitting as we were driving in, heading southbound on Lakeshore Drive. Just enough to make taking pictures a little bit more interesting. I was like under the dashboard trying to shoot. So some of the pictures are slightly out of focus on their edge, but again, I was dealing with the elements.
And you can see the pictures. Go to our Facebook page. That would be facebook.com/Steve and Johnny Show, and you'll see some of the pictures that Johnny put up as we're driving in tonight. For our bite-sized smackerel of a show. And speaking of bite-sized smackerels,
isn't that redundant? Isn't a smackerel a bite-size? Are you just saying that for the folks who have never read Winnie the Pooh and don't know what a smackerel is?
Well, I don't know. Could there be a whopper smackerel?
No, I don't think so. I think it's redundant. So it's a smackerel.
Okay.
The cool kids know what that's about.
2 weeks from tonight, we're going to have 2 bite-sized smackerels. In fact, 2 weeks from tonight, it is going to be so much fun.
Yes.
We start at 9 o'clock. So you're thinking, oh, well, you got a full show. Au contraire. Because that night, Saturday night, the Bears play and their game starts at 7:20.
Which is great.
So we'll be on from roughly 9 until 10:30, at which point the greatest show in radio takes over. Hamp and OB
will be in the studio. We'll step aside, and they'll take over for a post-game show, and hopefully it's a win, because I'm not sure I want to be in the studio if it's not a win.
So they'll go on from about 10:30 until midnight, and then we'll be back from midnight until 2.
Then they'll pass the baton back to us.
By the way, speaking of Hamp and OB, everybody's excited about the Bears game with the Packers this weekend, and we're going to talk with Gabe about that a little later. But now we're actually kind of going back and forth, because what did Hamp say he was going to do, Bob?
No, it's OB. Hamp might be a different story, but right, Bob, did I hear right that OB said that he would take his shirt off if the Bears win?
You really want to see that?
So
there's a visual for radio.
Yes.
So now we're kind of going back and forth. You know, on one hand, we really want the Bears to win. On the other hand,
bless his heart, let him take his shirt off if it makes him happy.
So, but do we get free hot dogs, or what do we get?
Don't push it, okay? Let the man take his shirt off, and then we'll move on, okay? It will be great, though, if they do win. We'll talk about that a little later on with Gabe. He's chomping at the bit to talk about some Bears.
Yep. So a little later tonight, Tom Appel is going to join us, and we got a bunch of things to talk to Tom about.
We were just talking off the air about the fact that snow is moving in here. In fact, we heard from our buddy Pat Powers in Iowa, and he's already hunkered down at his radio station so he can be there to report on the snow. He sent us a mini video of what's coming our way. It's not pretty. Of course, he's in a wide open space, and it's just blowing across the fields right at him. And he says, this is coming your way. So thanks.
Pat, couldn't you keep it over in your direction?
Thanks, Pat. But the last snowstorm, Bob, you said you were the victim of a porch pirate?
I was.
Yeah?
Yeah, we had a story about porch pirates, so I just went into the newsroom and gave them my anecdote that my son called me all upset, and I said, well, what's wrong? He said, well, the porch pirates have struck, and I'm thinking, it's 10:30 at night. What packages could we have possibly gotten? He's like, no, they stole our shovel.
And they didn't even bother to shovel your walk.
No.
Or shoveled their path back to the car.
Right. They just took it. So there you go.
So now your son's taking the shovel in with him every time.
Yeah. It's like he's guarding it like a dog.
I love it. Yeah. Well, I was telling you that we have quite a few decorations outside. Mm-hmm. And this year, I thought, you know what? We've never had a problem with anybody monkeying.
Right.
But I've seen a number of videos where people are saying, oh, look what happened. My decorations were stolen or they were trashed or whatever. So I've done very complicated bungees to all of the banisters. Every tree, every ornament, every Santa Claus is multi-knotted. Now, in January, when I'm trying to take it down, you'll probably hear me muttering upstairs. You'll be upstairs.
You'll be out there with scissors.
Yeah, that's right. I do that. I had a tree getting ready to decorate it, was plugged in, and a string of the lights went out. And I thought, no, I'm not going to stand here and fool with unweaving it. Just get those scissors. Well, when I was clipping, I clipped a working set of lights.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I thought, well, okay, patience is a virtue.
Possess it if you can.
Seldom found in women.
Always found in men.
Said Mrs. Lyons, my sixth grade teacher. Yes, she used to put her head on her desk and mutter those words to all of us little girls sitting there.
Sounds like a wise woman to
me. Yeah. Yes. Same woman that made me stand in front of the classroom and say the word R-O-A-R over and over again because I couldn't say it. And you just keep saying it'll happen for you.
Yeah.
Great. I'm looking at 34 other kids laughing, trying to say R-O-A-R because I'm not going to say it now.
Yeah, embarrassing a kid. That's always a fine
That's a
teaching,
good technique. You know, here we are. Decades later, and I'm still carrying the burden of patience is a virtue. Possess it if you can.
Well, speaking of trees, we should take a picture of the T-shirt that Johnny is wearing tonight.
Yes. This is my... Oops. I got another tree. Oops.
What is the count up to right now?
Seven.
Okay. And that's pretty much...
Well, there's two. Oh, there's three outside, so maybe... Oh, I made it to 10. Because there are three outside.
For now.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, but the season is still new.
Wait, and I have visions now. Instead of people stealing my ornaments, I'll come home and they'll be putting trees in the yard for me. That would be my idea of heaven, if I came home and somebody had suddenly put up like one of those Polk Brothers Santa Clauses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really love them, but they're very collectible. And that's another thing, the vintage ornaments, if you have those outside, you got to lock them down because they go for big money on eBay. Well, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
This is the bright side
of
the
house. Thank you, Mrs. Scrooge.
The bright side.
We got a lot planned for tonight. You should take a look at our blog, too. Because we have a bunch of things going on our blog. In fact, if you take a look at our blog right now, you get a sneak peek at something that we just posted before we came into the radio
station.
That's
right. Yes, yes, yes. And it will eventually make its way over to the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
But if you decide to sign up for the blog, you're only going to get an email when something new goes on the blog. We don't sell your address. No one else has that address but us. So...
But don't be surprised if you get an email and take a little time and look around. You will see on the right side of the page, there is our archives. And I'm just scrolling down. When did we start the blog? How long have we been doing this? We started it in May of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been doing the blog for a while.
Yeah.
And some of the categories, appearances, autoimmune hepatitis, automotive, coronavirus, events, Fran Tate.
A lot of food news up there.
Yeah, gluten-free diet, guitar-related, Halloween, holidays, some of the hurricanes, Johnny's trees,
mm-hmm.
Les Paul, music, some personal stuff, political stuff.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything,
It's a potpourri, a veritable cornucopia. Those are all the multisyllable words
I know. As opposed to a concubine.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Concubine cornucopia mix-up only works when you shout in the middle of the church, oh, what lovely concubines on the tables.
And who would have shouted that?
I was only eight. I got my C words mixed up. So as I'm pointing in awe of the concubines on the table, changing the subject, Bob, do you have an air fryer?
I do.
You do.
Yeah.
You have to look at my recipe for the pork tenderloin. On sale at the Jewels.
Okay.
Grab you one of those. Marinate it. Put it in the air fryer. 19 minutes on one side. Flip that baby over another 15 minutes. You're ready to go. Because if you put it in the oven, it takes quite a bit of time. And if you're not careful, it will dry out. Oh, I wish one would walk in here right now, don't you?
That was so good. Oh. That's one of the recipes Johnny posted on our blog this week, her new math with pork tenderloin, where she was able to take one pork tenderloin and turn it into two delicious meals.
Two hearty meals, yeah. Very good. Wouldn't you love one just to walk in here right now?
Oh, yeah. I could go for that.
So we're 15 minutes into the show and we're talking food.
Never mind. You want to check out our blog, you should go to steveandjohnny.wordpress.com.
Okay, so a quick shout out here tonight. I mentioned Pat Powers tuned in out in Iowa. Pat, be careful. As they say, he's hunkered down waiting for the storm to roll on through there and make its way to Chicago. Roy Phillips is happy that he got to watch his Johnny Carson from 10 to 11 and then tune in to us. I'm glad we were able to accommodate you, Roy. Brian Lefevre says, a little bit of Steve-O and Johnny is better than nothing. So I'll be tuning in as usual from Bridgeport. So thank you so much, Brian. Lynn Kinzer is listening in San Antonio, Florida. And I think it's kind of iffy weather, and at least in our part of Florida. She's much further south.
Yeah, in the panhandle, it's been very iffy weather.
They've
had to cancel some of their Christmas parades.
Yeah, yeah. Peter Jakubowicz in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, tuned in. Big fan of Tom LaPelle. Jenny Rose Steele. Now, that's a new name on a Saturday night. Nice to have you along, Jenny Rose.
Sounds like an all-night disc jockey name.
Jenny Rose Steele. Diane Vasquez is our graphics guru. She put together a great one. A sweet December Saturday. Have a joy-filled weekend. Thank you, Diane. Scott Cooper's in Naperville. Deb Scott is our buddy. Alice's daughter. Alice Selke, our good friend that we lost this past year. Tracy Douglas is listening from rainy Savannah. Beverly Goodall is in Highwood. Carrie Hunt is in Ruskin, Florida. Listening on the app. Sally Haluzak. Forgive me, Sally. She is listening on her Walkman. Good old Walkman.
Sure.
Remember those? She's in Streamwood. Mary Gold is in Tinley Park. Jan Reinhardt is in the laboratory. Janet Gellert's in Tampa. J.P. John Paul tuned in because he's also a Tom LaPelle fan. Helen Thomas is in Kenosha. Nancy Hollins is tuned in. Eric Baum sent some great pictures from his part of the world. Wells Beach, Maine. Gorgeous Christmas picture of Dock Square in Kennebunkport just before the two-week celebration and voted number two small Christmas town by HGT. And it's just a beautiful picture. You got to look at it on our Facebook page.
HGT or HGTV?
He just said HGT, but I think he means HGTV. From Naperville, Elizabeth Blackmore Holland. That's a very distinguished name. Chuck Snitchler.
Should be a lawyer.
Yes.
Or a judge.
Yeah, a judge. Exactly. Our buddy Chuck Snitchler, best friend of this radio show and this radio station, has moved to Valpo, listening from Hobart as he gets ready to make that move to Valpo. Gail Maslin's in Henley Park. Betty Wilkins in St. Louis, listening on her phone. Scott Vanderstuey is listening after a long day of being Santa. How do you like that?
Well, ho, ho, ho.
And does that remind you of the Santa that made us so sick?
Santa and Mrs. Claus came in one Sunday. We were up in the showcase studio.
We had
our picture taken. And
had Mrs. Claus on your lap. I was on Santa's lap.
And we got home and we came down with like a 197 temperature. It was not fun. Because they'd been hanging out around a whole lot of kids.
Oh. I said bad things about Santa.
Yeah, you were on Santa's naughty list, but he was on our naughty list.
Yes, he was. Louie Olivo is in Cicero. Sharon Malone is in K-Town, listening on her boombox. Patricia Human is in Scranton, PA. Fred Husar, Michael Quilty is listening in. Dr. Crispin will be with us next Saturday. Was his question. Patty Barron is in Whitewater, Wisconsin. Dot Nearbo, Guy Johnson, Priscilla Gilbert Stagg. I do want to mention we've got a guy that has not checked in, but thanks to our friend Bobby Danos out at the Sandwich Manor in Sandwich, Illinois. He tells us that Al is a regular listener. So, Al, thank you for tuning in, too.
And let me quickly give some shout-outs. We were talking about our blog. Some of the countries that have been checking out our blog this past week, the United States, of course, United Kingdom, Vietnam, India, Sweden, China, Ireland, Poland, New Zealand, and Colombia. Checking out our blog this week.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys.
So what are you driving these days?
Man, am I glad you asked. I am behind the wheel of the GMC Hummer 3X pickup.
What?
It is. People may not even remember that this vehicle exists because General Motors backed off a little bit of producing it, pickup trucks and large SUVs that were electric. But they're still building this thing in very small quantities. But it is a full-size pickup truck that happens to be electric and happens to be over the top. And the version I'm driving right now features 1,160 horsepower.
Hello.
What?
Permanent all-wheel drive. It's feature packed.
Wait, time out. 1,160 horsepower? Like 1,160? Is that the most horsepower of any vehicle on the road today?
It is the most horsepower, I think, of something around its price. There are a couple of other electric vehicles that are built by different companies that are really small supply that I think get to 1,300 or 1,400 horsepower. But this is a ridiculous amount of power, and it takes this enormously heavy truck and makes it do 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Okay, I have so many questions. One, the idea of a Hummer being equated with anything that would get good gas mileage, that just doesn't compute. And two, Hummer is already heavy, so what kind of batteries do you have to add, and how much does that add to the weight, and what kind of gas mileage, what kind of mileage do you get?
Yeah, these are all great questions. The battery pack in the version I'm driving, fully loaded, has the optional battery pack, about 205 kilowatt hours, so that's a bunch of battery. Mm. And this vehicle will go about 450 miles on a full charge. That battery weighs about 3,000 pounds. So the battery alone.
Just for the battery.
What?
Just for the battery. Or about the weight of a Civic 5 years ago. 10 years ago.
So if that's just the weight of the battery, what is the total weight of the Hummer?
About 9,000 pounds.
Good Lord.
So I think my question is a better question. It's quite simply, why? Why?
That is a great question. And there is, independently, GMC sells a Sierra pickup that's electric, and Chevy sells a Silverado pickup that's electric. And those vehicles are less extreme, a little bit more affordable, and then they weigh under 8,000 pounds. The battery makes them very heavy, but why is, I guess, because they can. And you may remember, at this time, General Motors changed its logo to look like a socket, an electric socket, an electric plug.
Yes.
They were all in on electric, and this is going to be one of their flagship models. It doesn't play like that anymore. It's a little bit silly given that everyone has had to back off of EV production.
But the last time Johnny and I tested a Hummer, which was many moons ago, we were both struck by how little room, how claustrophobic it felt. Does this also feel claustrophobic?
No, very much the same interior size as any General Motors full-size pickup. It's actually very roomy. There's a weird component to it, too, because it's the Hummer, right? It has this Hummer legacy. It does seem as if the windowsills, the door sills ride a little high.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that sort of looking through a slot thing going on.
And you can't put your elbow up on it.
No.
Great point.
Mm-hmm.
Great point. Also, because the windshield's a little bit higher and a little bit wider, it actually has three wiper arms.
What?
Yeah.
Three wiper arms.
How big is the windshield?
It's pretty darn big, but what it is wide, and that gives it that sort of old-school Hummer feel.
Wow. So I recall, Steve, we were driving the Hummer when it was brand new. No one had ever seen it before.
And people did not want to let us into traffic ever.
The attitude, people, I remember driving through Evanston, and I could feel the hate. I mean, people were looking at us with hatred in their eyes.
It may be the only vehicle that we've ever road tested that we felt generated not just looks, but hatred.
Yes. So,
Crazy story.
Are you getting any of that from people, like when you want to merge in traffic or you're coming off a ramp and they see you and they're like, no, I'm not letting you get near me?
I have not run into that, but the current Hummer, the new Hummer, actually looks a little bit more sporty and a little bit more sleek. And I think it plays off as being a little bit smaller than it really is.
It
does not look like the gas guzzling monster that the old Hummer was.
And that's why people hated it when they saw us touring around it.
I have to ask, if you say the range would be about 450 miles, you said?
Mm-hmm.
That's significant. What does that say about General Motors' development of electronic technology in smaller vehicles, and what kind of range, or does this play into that, their development at all?
Yeah, General Motors has stopped using the word Ultium, but they had branded most of their batteries Ultium for a while. And this is of the Ultium development. And this battery is huge. And I have experienced very little battery degradation because of the cold.
So really?
I think that's a plus point. Yeah,
it is,
I'm surprised. So that's some good news too. But it says a lot. Also, this thing charges incredibly fast. I haven't done it yet, but General Motors is promising 350 kilowatts of charge energy, which means that you can fill a 200 kilowatt hour battery pretty darn quickly, especially if it's not fully depleted.
Mm-hmm.
So fast charging is a big part of what we consider luxury now in EVs.
Do you have to have a separate charging port, or do you just plug it into your outlet in your garage, or what do you do?
This vehicle still uses the old school CCS charging system, which is what is pretty much everywhere. So you could charge it at home, and your home charger would be CCS unless for some reason you wanted a Tesla charger. And you can charge this at a Tesla station now. General Motors has made those arrangements, but you do need a relatively expensive adapter. And by relatively expensive, I mean $250, $300. You buy it once, you'll have it forever.
Are we talking $100,000 plus?
$108,000 for the one I'm driving, yes.
Ah, wow. Yeah. Wow. I just can't wait till the time comes when you've invested in it and you need a new battery. And you go in and they say, it's 3,000 freaking pounds. Who has the ability to lift a car out of the Hummer?
You know, the good news here is that there's a lot of Teslas now that are going on 15 years old. And mm-hmm. a lot of them are being taken out of service. And what we're finding is that the batteries still maintain 90 to 95% of their original capacity.
Wow.
So we are learning that EV batteries, lithium ion batteries specifically, are going the distance, and people probably will never have to replace them. If they fail, they fail completely, but that's not common.
Okay, just for a second, let's move away from the electric part of this. What's the what's the driving experience? Forward, backward, ride, all that stuff.
It's really good. You wouldn't know that it's electric, and you wouldn't know that it's enormously heavy. And one of the really fun things about this vehicle is that it has four-wheel steering, which means that the rear wheels will turn at low speed in the opposite direction of the front wheels mm-hmm. and at the same direction at highway speed.
Not much,
2-3 degrees. But one of the interesting things about this is how tight the turning circle mm-hmm. is. This is a very large, full-size pickup, and yet it is super easy to drive around in urban and suburban streets. The turning circle is really tight. So that's a nice surprise.
I think one of our first experiences with four-wheel drive was with one of the GMC Denalis, and we loved it. And we always felt the GM never promoted it the right way, because four-wheel steering is a wonderful...
Because that was a big honking vehicle. And
yeah.
Remember, we went on a...
basketball court.
A basketball court, and you could reach out and touch the basketball net, the post, and drive around it and be so tight that you could continue touching it as you were driving around it.
Yeah, that was the Quadra Steer system.
Yes.
And it was profoundly expensive. And for whatever reason, GM made it very difficult to order it. You had to get a quad cab.
Mm.
You had to get the 5.7 liter engine, and you had to get some sort of equipment package. And then you still had to order the Quadra Steer. And I want to say that then This was $5,000 or $6,000, so that it was profoundly expensive and difficult to get. I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, yeah, and so then just didn't even bother to market it. So people were like, "Huh, what's that? Who wants to pay an extra $5,000?"
So how many does this seat?
Five. You can get five in there, and they'll be a very comfortable five people.
Well, now that you've got it, did you go and get a Christmas tree at a lot just so you could put it to use?
No, I've been looking for huge snow mounds to drive over, but I can't find any.
Well, sit tight. You may get some before long.
Before we get too far afield from other things automotive, we want to talk about a story that came out. I will read this from the Associated Press. President Donald Trump on Wednesday announced a proposal to weaken vehicle mileage rules for the auto industry, loosening regulatory pressure on automakers to control pollution from gasoline-powered cars and trucks. The plan, if finalized next year, would significantly reduce fuel economy requirements, which set rules on how far new vehicles need to travel on a gallon of gasoline through the 2031 model year. Story goes on, but basically they're rescinding all the stuff that had been in place for the automotive industry.
Much of it goes back to 75, so 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
What are you hearing? I saw a quote from Ford CEO saying, basically, goody, 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 this is going to save consumers money. And I get that. I don't want to sound like the Grinch here, but... yeah, you probably save money, but at what overall cost to the environment?
Right, and that's a fantastic question. Also, this announcement seems redundant to some extent because earlier in the year, the Trump administration had defanged the Environmental Protection Agency and its ability to fine manufacturers for not hitting targets anyway. So it sort of didn't matter. It's sort of making legal... what would have been illegal but couldn't be penalized, if that makes any sense. There was really nothing that the government could do to stop manufacturers from building thirsty vehicles, and now it's just sort of codifying that.
Is it also going to have an impact on the move toward electric vehicles?
Yes. Yes, because they hit these numbers. And you remember that Obama was really progressive and playing hardball, and he wanted the industry to get to 54.5 miles per gallon. Biden lowered that to 50.4, still kind of a moonshot project. And it's looking now that Trump's going to lower that to 34, something like 34, 35. Mm-hmm. And again, that number's not even as high as it seems because that's the old raw number. We, the government... has reduced the targets or the numbers on the window stickers four times since 1975. So the number that they're talking about here is a good 20 to 25% higher than the actual target would have been.
So I guess we're at a point where, as I last heard, that they're looking for feedback from the public and then this would be finalized in 26. Is that what you're hearing, Tom?
Yeah, something like that. And one of the interesting things about this is that manufacturers know that another administration is going to kick in at some point, and they're going to be way behind the eight ball on this. So we're not going to see the kind of crazy return to giant supercharged V8s that existed in the past. What we're going to see is some stuff that can be done easily and temporarily. And you guys might be aware that Ram, for example, discontinued the Hemi V8.
Right.
Well, now they're bringing it back. And that's available next to a far more efficient and even more powerful V6 engine. But as long as they can just sort of modulate that product mix, and if they can just sell more Hemis now and make a little more money and entice more buyers, they're going to do that while they can.
Yeah.
But they're not going to change their future product plans.
Well, I feel like the show is just like zipping past us. Can we answer a couple of questions from the audience at 312-981-7200?
Yeah.
Our listener wants to know, can you tell me any good extended warranties for a vehicle that's already paid off? This is from 815 area code. The listener says, my F-350 gas engine, 60,000 miles, will be paid off next month. I've never kept a vehicle after it was paid off before, and I don't know what I need to do. Any recommendations or suggestions, Tom?
Yeah, one of the things to remember is that the expensive stuff, the powertrain, is covered for longer than the rest of the car. So you usually have, on a domestic vehicle, 336, for example, 3 years, 36,000 miles for bumper-to-bumper coverage, and then usually like 5 years, 60,000 miles for the powertrain. And the powertrain is the expensive stuff. An engine or a transmission will break the bank. But that said, I've never heard anyone definitively recommend something comfortably that was an aftermarket insurance package for mm-hmm. a car. It's just what you want to do if you feel like you need to do this is to find a manufacturer warranty. So find a Ford-backed warranty. That's actually something you would get from a dealer, and just shop around on the price. And you want to call 5, 6, 7 dealers or email them and mm-hmm. ask them how much that package is going to cost you. But one of the things I really recommend, if you're in a position to do it, is to simply put money in the bank just in case.
Yes.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you get to keep all the money.
And just find out, figure out, okay, how much would the payment be for this extended warranty? I'm putting that much money in the bank. And as Tom says, most of the heavy lifting stuff is covered by the extended warranty anyway.
And if you don't have any problems and you get ready to trade in the vehicle, you've got a little pot of cash that you could add to your down payment.
Yeah.
Yep, that you got to keep.
Yes.
But absolutely run away from Sammy Joe's extended warranty mailer.
Yeah, and a lot of these insurance policies now that are being sold on late night TV have terrible, terrible, terrible reviews.
Yep.
Terrible. Avoid them.
But you will be amazed at how many mailers you will get saying, oh, your warranty is out. You need to respond to us quickly and we'll take care of that. Ignore it.
We're getting mail about a 20-year-old vehicle telling us that, oh, it's almost over. We never had an extended warranty. And how did you get this information? And are you just trying to scare me to death? Is that what it comes down to?
Yeah.
All right, Tom, a listener from 630 says, are there any deals left on 2025 cars that you know of?
There's some deals out there. There isn't a big backlog of vehicles on lots right now. Even though sales did slow down last month, it looks like the day supply of vehicles on lots is about normal.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to see huge deals. What I am seeing some deals on TV, it's like the old days, full-size pickup trucks. And I'm seeing save $11,000, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like the big sales are on big trucks right now, but other cars are pretty much in normal supply. And you're going to have a hard time getting a hold of some Toyota products still. Corollas, Camrys, RAV4s, things like that. So no special sales. Now, I did see something that no one's looking at yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I was writing about the Polestar 3, mm-hmm. which is Polestar is an electric vehicle brand out of China. It's a Swedish brand. And they have currently, they're knocking 15 to 20 grand off the price of their products. I don't know what happened. This is on their website. But if you were thinking about going electric, this is an interesting way to go. I just drove the Polestar 3. It's fantastic. But it is expensive. But knocking 15 grand off of that price, pretty compelling.
Yeah.
That is made where?
The vehicle is now made in Korea. People might remember that these were going to be built in China to keep the price down. But they're now being built in a Renault-owned factory in Korea for Polestar. There's a lot of handshaking going on there. But that is helping Polestar avoid some of the tariffs.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. How much does that $15,000 offset the tariffs?
That might be part of what's going on here because, of course, there were the Trump administration, this was Biden, put a 100% tariff on EVs coming out of China. There were none yet, but that would have precluded this vehicle from ever showing up here.
Also from a 630 area code, in your opinion, Tom, best new midsize car to buy?
We just named our 2026 Best Buy picks.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midsize sedan market, we really like the new Camry. The Camry now is hybrid only. It's still as good as the Camry ever was. So you're getting 35, even 40 miles per gallon in a very roomy, functional, practical, even luxurious car. Love the Camry. I also like, if you want to spend a little more money, a vehicle people don't really know that well, and that's the Toyota Crown.
Yeah.
A little bit bigger, a little bit high roof. It's a little bit it's like a crossover, but they don't call it a crossover. Mm-hmm. Very nice vehicle and very practical.
Speaking of your Best Buys, when you're back with us in 2 weeks, let's go over some of the Best Buys.
Okay, great.
Yes, that's the night of our party.
Yes. Oh, by the way.
Yes. It's going to be the weirdest night, Tom.
Do you know what's going on in 2 weeks? Were you listening earlier?
Well, we invited him to the party, so he knows that.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I will be there.
Okay.
We start at 9 o'clock, and we will go until 10:30 because the Bears are playing on Saturday night. And at 10:30, Hamp and OB will take over for an hour and a half until midnight.
And then we'll come back.
And then we'll come back.
It's going to be weird, wonderfully weird. Because, A, we get to see them in action, which is also fun. But, yeah, we'll do our party for the first hour and a half. Then we'll step aside and let Hamp and OB and Andy Mazur come in here, do their thing for an hour and a half, and pray that the Bears win so that we don't have to do CPR on OB.
Yeah.
I feel good about it. I feel good about
yes,
it.
Yes, I do too. And we were also saying that if the Bears, in fact, beat Green Bay.
Now, that's this weekend.
This weekend.
That OB has said, okay, you liked that taking off the shirt thing. I'll
do
that if we beat Green Bay.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting over the next few weeks. But back to cars. Listener says, I heard that Tesla won't be putting FM in their base entry vehicles. Is this true or do you think that's a rumor, Tom?
I don't know anything about that. At the moment, I don't think AM is in their cars. They're expecting you to go to AM stations via an app. But an interesting turn of events, and this is obviously them responding to slowing sales for their products, it looks like they're going to add Apple CarPlay to the suite of features available in the car, something they've never done before in any Tesla model.
And the 872 area code also said, did our politicians in D.C. rule out having AM in vehicles? That is still being talked about. There's a very strong lobbying group that is trying to get to the people in Congress to remind them, hey, AM, especially if there is an emergency, AM is what you want. Old-fashioned AM radio that is not dependent on satellites or anything else. This is how you're going to get your local emergency messages out.
Mm-hmm. It does seem so obvious because the infrastructure is in place and it's really good infrastructure.
Okay. What else have you been driving you want to tell us about, Tom?
Very exciting car because it matters so much right now. Nissan just redesigned the Leaf. This is the third generation of the Leaf, an electric car, kind of a pioneering electric car, but then Nissan really kind of let it fade into the background. But it's been redesigned for 2026, and good news, it no longer looks like a shoe. They have decided to make it an actual crossover, so it's a compact crossover, maybe subcompact. It's a little small, but really a nice vehicle. And Nissan has described this vehicle, and this is very interesting marketing, as an electric vehicle for someone who has already owned an electric vehicle. So they're not overselling range, and they're not overselling power, and both of which are fine on this vehicle. It ranges between 260 and about 300 miles of range. But a nice interior, rides well, handles well, easy to charge, and it uses the new Tesla system, the NAC system, NACS system. So you need to know that. You can charge at home using a charger that you already have, but fast charging is only via Tesla or Tesla and an adapter.
So are they going to put it no longer looks like a shoe on the window sticker?
They certainly should, because for whatever reason, when this vehicle came out around 2010, 2011, it was sort of the understanding of everybody that electric vehicles should be small and utilitarian and not look sporty. And boy, did they hit the nail on the head with that. It was just so dull looking and kind of dull to drive, although pretty effective.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the videos and still shots that are popping up of Cybertrucks with big googly eyes on the front of them? Speaking of things that look goofy,
I've seen a lot of stuff like that. It is that time of year we're going to see videos of them not going anywhere in the snow.
Yes, so that's right. Yes. Yes, but the big googly eyes on the front of the vehicle, I've seen a half a dozen of them. I don't know if it's a trend or if it's people that have the Cybertruck and they just say, you know what, you're going to laugh at me. I'm going to give you a reason to laugh mm-hmm. at me. And then again, there are those people who are very sensitive about it. There should be a law against googly eyes on the front of a Cybertruck.
Well, that's eyelashes appearing on Jeep Wranglers
yes.
and Volkswagen New Beetles. Totally unnecessary.
And what about the rubber duck trend among Jeep?
People were leaving rubber ducks on. In fact, there was this Jeep thing that goes on in Panama City Beach.
Yeah.
It's like a Jeep gathering of all Jeep
Thousands
owners.
Of Jeeps come to town.
And you would see rubber ducks all over the place.
Yes.
That's so weird. I don't know to the extent to which that's organic or the Jeep is secretly sort of getting people to do this.
Like they give you a duck when you buy the Jeep and they go, now you're going to want this because people are going to expect this on your dash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm reminded way back when Saab owners always flicked their brights at each other. It was a club.
Really?
Yeah.
And then I remember
a sob thing, yeah.
If you flipped your lights, that meant the gang was coming to kill you.
Oh.
Yes.
That's much harsher than I have a Swedish car.
Yeah.
And then there was the flicking your lights because watch out, over this next hill, there's a cop sitting there.
Yes, yes. That's pretty effective too.
Before we get too far, we should talk about some of the recalls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting recall here from Ford. Oh, another Ford recall. About 109,000 Ford Escapes. And this one's interesting. It is the liftgate hinge cover. And this is the hinge cover on the outside of the vehicles over the hinge, sort of at the top of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they're worried about getting your finger trapped in there.
Oh.
But 109,000 vehicles from 2020 through 2022, and then again in 2025. Word is going out on this recall January 15th.
So what are they saying the hinge cover does?
Falls off. That's it. It's just a plastic hinge cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
so the hinge will still work,
yep.
but the cover won't be there, and you don't want to stick your fingers
in there. Yeah.
Yeah, this is like the first recall notice I've read in a long time that doesn't say the car will burst into flames. So that's nice.
Well, Ford also is recalling the 2025 Mavericks and Escapes for electric brake booster problems. So that's one.
A shame, too, because the Maverick is really a bright spot for Ford.
Hmm. Have you road tested the Maverick?
I've driven a couple, yeah. This is their new very small pickup truck. And if you remember, just before COVID, these things were actually starting under $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
Ford has massively increased the price on these things. But they still seem relatively affordable. They start around $28,000, $29,000 now. And they're a delight to drive. They're just small. They're front drive based. They were available with all-wheel drive. But they're like having the handiness of a pickup without having a huge vehicle mm-hmm. with a big body on frame chassis or terrible fuel economy. It's a really nice car.
Have you heard of the Ram truck recall? 72,000, 25 and 26, Ram 1500, 2500 and 3500. Recall for blank instrument clusters, which would increase your chance of crashing.
Yeah, this one's, it's not weird. It's weird how many of these we've seen. We've seen things with the instrument panel, with the rearview camera,
mm-hmm.
A lot of this stuff. And it's so funny because you drive a 76 Pontiac Ventura and you had a speedometer that always worked.
Yeah.
And now anything can go wrong and you have to bring your vehicle in. The problem with this recall, though it's electronic, it's not an over-the-air fix. So
you will
have to bring your
in.
Vehicle in. Yeah.
I bet you.
Let me hold you on this just for a second. If someone is driving a vehicle and suddenly the screen goes blank, and I'm asking what should be the obvious question, hopefully, the screen goes blank. Can you, the driver, still brake, steer, do stuff, even though you're not seeing any indication on your dash?
Yeah, no problem at all. You just want to be really cognizant of how fast you're going and what people around you are doing. And I suspect that if you're driving and you get pulled over, cops and the law aren't going to care that there was a problem.
Yeah.
So you're probably going to face a citation.
So General Motors is going, we're going to wrap up this year with a recall, granted, but it's for missing owner's manuals. They've got a recall for the 2026 Cadillac Vistique and the Silverado trucks because there's no owner's manual.
Yay.
Out of all the things that they could have a recall, they're going, thank goodness. Right?
Some intern just got fired.
Yeah. Yes, really, really. And then there's the Bentley recall. The Bentley hybrid SUVs are being recalled for their high-voltage battery overheating.
Which is a problem. The high-voltage battery is basically the EV battery. Mm-hmm. So in this case, because you said this is the plug-in hybrid?
Yes.
Yeah. So fairly large battery, probably about 25, 30 kilowatt hours. So that's a problem.
Have you ever seen a Bentley around town? I don't think I've ever seen much less a Bentley hybrid SUV.
I used to see a fair number of them. I used to work in Lincolnwood. Mm-hmm. And in that area, I used to see a fair number of Bentleys. For some reason, I see fewer of them.
What was the? There was a dealership in Lincolnwood
that handled.
Was it Loeber?
Yes.
Oh, maybe.
And they used to do Mercedes and Bentleys and some other things, I think.
Yeah.
And now that they build this crossover, the Bentayga, you think that they'd see more of them. It's kind of a North Shore kind of vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, before we wrap up here, what do you want to tell us about what's coming up on your podcast and Consumer Guide?
Well, this week we had TJ Campbell. He's the head of testing for the Tire Rack on the podcast. So we talked all about winter driving, whether or not you should get winter tires, and how you would go about doing that. Mm-hmm. So that's a really interesting conversation. So that's up now. And then my 2026 Best Buys are up at consumerguide.com.
Good.
And we will talk about the 2026 Best Buys when you're on with us in 2 weeks. But also, people should go to consumerguide.com. And what are some of the things they will find there?
Oh, some fun stuff. I did a couple, not this week, but last week. But if you haven't seen them, they're new to you. My favorite car ads. And I did one for the 1977 Pontiac Can-Am. And it was sort of the last ghost of the GTO in the heart of what we used to call the malaise era. But it's a great ad for this car.
It is.
It's stark white. Such a cool car. And that car hit me exactly in the teen years where it needed to.
Yep.
I still love that car. Never been in one.
Well, we love having you on, Tom. We'll see you in 2 weeks. And meantime, take care and talk to you soon.
Well, thanks, guys.
Time for some sports between the sheets. 9-3.
Well, Gabe, are you excited about Sunday's game?
How fitting that it is snowing on this fateful day.
How about it?
Where the battle will commence on the land known as the frozen tundra.
Yep. Everybody seemed to love the fact that Johnson removed his shirt, so Obi will do the same. He will be removing his shirt if the Bears win. So we're kind of torn.
Do we really want this game?
We're torn.
I'll say a prayer now.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, you know, this is what, you know, obviously, you know, we talked about, you know, at the beginning of the season, this was part of that tough stretch that we were all concerned about. But here now the Bears are in a position where, you know, they can honestly, you know, get one step closer to, you know, locking up the division. Right now, if the season ended today, they would be the number one seed of the NFC. They'd get the first round bye, and a win today would get them closer to solidifying that. Overall, obviously, you know, the whole rivalry thing with Green Bay, but also, you know, the fact that they have struggled in division play over the last few years, and they've only won one division game this year. Let's keep that in mind. It was that Minnesota game last month. So they need a division win. They need to hang on to their current playoff position, and this inches them closer to the division championship, and this is a must win. You know, we can tell all the jokes and you know, all the gimmicks that we want, but I mean, this is the most important game right now for the Bears.
And the
fact that we got to play them again in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Exactly where I was going. Yeah.
Right.
This is going to be an interesting couple of weeks, to say
so
the least.
So if things happen on this Sunday today, you can bet that grudge will still be there in 2 weeks when they get back on the field.
Oh, sure.
Together.
That's
going to be
oldest
ugly.
Rivalry. Yeah. It ain't going away.
And that one's going to be here.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
so when we come into work that night, we got to fight some traffic.
That's right.
You're right.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I got to tell you, the Friday after Thanksgiving, we wanted to call you because we were watching that game. What the? Who? Huh?
That was really cool, though, on a Friday. At first, we didn't think we were going to be able to see the game because there was some question about who was carrying it, and then we finally figured that out.
Yeah, so I noticed that whenever they air on Amazon Prime, Channel 32 tends to carry that as a courtesy, as we all remember back in the day, whenever, you know, the local teams would end up on cable and, you know, people, you know, most of Chicago still didn't have cable. You remember Channel 9 used to carry the games locally, and I think also Channel 2 would do it on occasion. So Channel 32 does that because obviously not everybody, you know, has Prime Video. I know I don't. So
we don't either.
Yeah, so it was good. It was good to be able to catch that game. I certainly was surprised, but it was definitely a performance that was needed, and they definitely took advantage of a lot of situations where the Eagles shot themselves in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you look at the Eagles' record, but you know the fans are ready to fire their coach. I mean, these are the defending champions. You know, they're still atop their division. They're still very much, you know, in a spot to go back to the playoffs. They still have a chance to repeat as champions, but, you know, the fans there aren't happy. So that just goes to show you what the Bears achieved with that win.
Yeah.
So now the Bears, who control their own destiny, you know, have a chance to further solidify this turnaround that we all weren't sure was going to happen. We wanted it to happen. We were hoping it would happen. Now it's happening. And now we're hoping, you know, that will continue. But again, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be handed to them. They got to go out there and get the job done on the field. Two things that do concern me about this game, though. No Tyreek Stevenson, no Rome Odunze. And, I mean, obviously the Bears still have some other weapons on offense, but Odunze has been Caleb Williams' go-to guy all year. Not having Tyreek Stevenson on defense, knowing that Jordan Love is going to throw that ball over the field, knowing that Green Bay has multiple options in the passing game, that's going to be a concern, too. Bonus, however, although, I mean, with Green Bay having Micah Parsons, that guy is almost impossible to block. But with Green Bay being without their best run defender, who's out for the year because he broke his ankle, I think it was either last week or the week before, the Bears, if they can run the ball early and often and do like they did in Philadelphia, they will put themselves in a good position. It's just a matter of can they contain Jordan Love on the defensive side. So that's what's going to, that's what this game is going to boil down to later today. So if they could just, you know, it all sounds so simple, but it really isn't. But again, if they could just stick to that simple formula, especially with the injuries that they're dealing with, you know, take some pressure off of Caleb Williams, make things somewhat easier for the defense, step up that pass rush so their secondary doesn't have to worry too much without Tyreek Stevenson. Obviously, getting Jalen Johnson back and Jaquan Brisker back was huge last week. You know, but again, you don't want to leave them too exposed out there, considering how dangerous Green Bay's passing game can be when it's firing all cylinders. They've had their own offensive issues as well. Maybe if the Bears can bring some of those offensive issues back to life like they were in the middle of the season, that could also work in their favor as well. So it's definitely going to be we're probably going to be yelling at our TVs a lot today. So, have the Tylenol on standby.
Yeah.
Say that again!
We woke him up already. Please don't take off your shirt, Obi.
309 area code says Vegas odds are for Green Bay today. Now I'm beginning to wonder if OB is thinking Green Bay is going to win. That's why he's made that offer to remove his shirt if they win. But Vegas is going Green Bay.
Doesn't surprise me, I mean, because, you know, we're talking home field advantage. Yeah. And even though the Bears did win, you know, last year's matchup at Lambeau, you look at historically, I actually just saw a graphic on social media earlier in the week. You know, the Bears had, you know, lost however many straight, not just to the Packers in general, but how many of those games were at Lambeau. And the Bears definitely have the odds stacked against them, and it's going to be a tough go if they're going to pull that off.
And you can't underscore the impact that the crowd has on the game.
And let's not also forget, you know, the weather could also play a factor, because it's not just snowing here. It's also snowing up north, and this the snow that's affecting Arden, this actually stretches all the way up to Green Bay. This actually goes up all the way almost to northern Wisconsin. I'm looking at radar courtesy of our friends over at Channel 9. And this is actually, I mean, I don't know how heavy they're getting it up there, but this actually covers a wide swath of our region. So So that could play a factor as well. That's why they call it the frozen tundra up there. But so you definitely have a lot of elements at play. And it's definitely going to be a hard-hitting game. And
okay, I'm going to say it's going to be close, but I'm going to say the Bears are going to win.
I'm going to say the Johnson factor plays into this because I think he's done so many good things for them, their morale, that I think he's going to give them the edge. And it will be close. How about you, Gabriel?
I'm going to say it's going to be close, but I'm also going to say it's going to be low scoring simply because I'm factoring everything at play, including the weather.
Yeah.
Bears 17, Packers 14, and well, my wife is sleeping right now, but at some point today she's going to yell at me 10,000 times because I keep yelling at the TV.
But the good thing is it's after 3, so for you who will be here all night long, at least you get in a good nap before you have to fray your nerves and bite your nails.
I don't bite my nails. I just yell and swear at the television.
As I said before, just keep the Tums handy.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I most definitely will.
And tell her that it's cathartic. At least you're yelling at the television. You know, you're not yelling at a human.
But see, you know, so here's the reason why she thinks that this is an awful thing.
Because she hates football.
Well, not just that, but she's also a teacher and she works with kids.
Oh.
So that kind of frightens her, I guess. So, you know, so like for her, you know, just hearing somebody just randomly, you know, yelling and screaming, especially, you know, if I happen to blurt out words that we can't say on the radio sometimes, which, you know, as a Bears fan, that tends to happen.
Yes,
I'm sure
yes.
Any Bears fan listening right now can sympathize with me over the last 2 decades or so. But, you know, so to her, it's just like, what are you screaming? I don't understand.
Why?
What is this?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, at least my wife is a little more understanding. Now, before I got married, my mother, if she heard me yelling or swearing at the TV, like she would absolutely like
send you to your room.
Yeah, she would condemn me.
Okay.
So yeah. Now my mom might still be awake listening to me. So if I get an angry text message, that means she's listening.
But, well, enjoy the game.
Yeah.
And we'll be texting.
And we're all saying Bears. So buckle up because if that happens, then OB takes off his shirt.
Yes, just a few hours from now. So.
And if not, then he's going to be very angry.
Yes,
and
he will.
Slap them around like a bunch of bad little puppies.
Okay, we woke them up already. Okay.
Oh golly.
Go back to bed, OB.
Thank you, Gabe.
Over the next couple of weeks, obviously, we're going to be playing some Christmas songs. We should mention, speaking of the next couple of weeks, next week we start at 10:30, and we're going to have some fun next week. Some guys you may or may not know, Mark Plotnick and Jim Samaria, they'll be in studio with us. They've put together a terrific book, 70s Chicagoland Rock Concerts. And it's pictures and set lists from concerts of the 70s, and it's fun, and we're going to talk about it. We ran into Jim at the Rialto Square Theater when we were out there for Susie Boggess' induction.
He took some great pictures, too, at that concert.
Also next week, Patrick Crispin joins us. And we will talk about all kinds of technology things and give you a few last-minute Christmas shopping suggestions. Mm-hmm. And again, next week we start at 10:30.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Christmas shopping, yes, I've done mine online. Mm-hmm. I'm to the point where I feel guilty doing it because today I accepted an order that I had placed a week ago, and it was a half a dozen different things. But the delivery person came up to the house and dropped off something that was in an envelope. It was so small, a piece of jewelry. Mm-hmm. 3 hours later, from that same order, another delivery person comes up and brings another item, and I feel like guilty. Because it seems like they broke it up. Just can't we just, it's all coming from the same place. It's not Amazon. It's from a store. Mm-hmm. And I felt bad. I
had you made the orders at the same time?
Yes. Yes. It was all
That's
together.
That's even more of a reason for them. You would think they would combine the two of them. And
I went, when I got the message that there had been a delivery, I go downstairs and there in the basket is this envelope with a piece of jewelry that was in this. And I said, oh, well, where's the rest of the order? And a few hours later, the vehicle comes up, the guy hops out, and he's got the second of the six items in that order, are they going to do this for the next week?
This reminds me, and we'll talk about this with Patrick next week. Remind me that we want to talk about this. We absolutely support small businesses and going out to the stores. When you can't do that, you're ordering online. I was ordering something for Johnny online. And it's from a place that I was I'd done business with before. I placed the order, and I couldn't complete the final step. It's like I'd done everything, get to the final step. It just wouldn't do, and I did it a couple times.
And you were really just frustrated because wait, I've done everything right. I've checked everything.
To cut to the chase, I use multiple browsers. We have about five different browsers that we use. I was using Vivaldi, which is a very, very safe browser, and I really recommend it. However, in doing a little research, because Vivaldi doesn't accept some of the cookies.
And it's so locked down.
It is really locked down. It wouldn't allow me to do this. I wound up having to do the same thing in Firefox, and it worked fine.
Well,
now, this is not a knock against Vivaldi. Just if you are going to do that, there are different settings you could use. You could change the settings on Vivaldi. I chose not to do that because I want to keep it locked down, so I just used a different browser. My point is, if you're trying to do an online purchase and you're having trouble with one browser, try another browser. It might make a difference.
And you can thank me for that because I heard you muttering and grumbling from the office. And I said, what's going on? I said, are you sure that you have double checked the address? Because sometimes I know Macy's gets very funky about the address.
I didn't tell you what I was buying.
No.
I just told you I was using Vivaldi and you did a little research.
And I said, you're not the only one with Vivaldi. And I know my experience has been paying a bill, I was unable to do that back on the Chrome days. I'd have to go over to Firefox to pay a particular bill. Like Chrome just would not let me complete the chore. So if you have those kinds of frustrations, you should have a couple of browsers on your machine anyway, just for options.
At the moment, we have Firefox, Vivaldi, Brave, Chrome, Opera,
Proton,
Proton email. Is an email. It's a very secure email.
Who's the duck?
Oh, that's DuckDuckGo. That's a search engine.
Okay,
It's a very good search engine.
It's your desktop. I just know you got so many things going on there. It frightens me.
It is starting to look interesting outside of our windows.
It looks foggy, but it's not really fog. It's
snow.
Yeah.
And it's just, it ain't horrible.
I almost said another S word. And it has four letters. So there you go.
And if you go to our Facebook page, you will see that Johnny has just posted some pictures of the view outside of our window.
And
I get that. It's nothing horrible, but it's just starting to snow in the downtown
area.
Three
different angles, and you can see some snow on some of the just a couple of places where it's kind of accumulated on the median of the road. And it's kind of pretty. I'm looking forward to it. We were debating, are we going to drive down Michigan Avenue? Because it's fun to drive down Michigan Avenue at 3 o'clock in the morning when there's snow and it's untouched and there are no other cars or people out there. But we're too hungry. We got to go home.
Yeah.
We've got to be home fast. Because we ate at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. That was it. We had oatmeal.
I didn't realize it was that long. Oatmeal and bacon.
You think they would give us dinner at the home, but no, they just gave us oatmeal and then sent us off to work.
So check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/Steve and Johnny Show. Also check out our Blue Sky page, and please check out our blog, and that would be steveandjohnny.wordpress.com, and we would love it if you would subscribe to the blog, and you will get an email. We don't spam you. We don't sell your address or anything. we just send you an email. Anytime there's a new blog post, you'll get an email saying they did another blog post.
And the reason we have a blog, and we've had it for over a decade, is not everyone is on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And we're prepared for the possibility that one day we'll wake up and there won't be a Facebook. So then we'll have the blog to fall back on.
And Facebook is getting snarkier and snarkier. They keep changing things for no real good reason. And I'm seeing more and more people, and I understand people complain more than they give compliments, but more and more people are complaining about the changes that Facebook is making without telling anybody about the changes they just made.
Yeah. Julian, do you access Facebook on your phone?
I do.
Have you experienced the, as you're scrolling, you accidentally hit the emoticon on comments that you didn't mean to comment on?
All the time.
And it makes me crazy because invariably... All right, that's two marks against you. Santa's listening. I end up hitting with my thumb, and I'm hitting the angry emoticon. I'm like, no, I didn't mean to do that.
Or you're loving something that you didn't even care about.
No. So you've got to be on your toes. And that's a change as of a couple of weeks ago, and I hate it. Because I like to randomly just scroll quickly, and then I'm like, wait.
And every now and then on my phone, I try to find a message that I had sent to Johnny or someone. It's borderline impossible to find those messages on your phone. I can get it on the desktop real easy.
Well, speaking of our blog, we have a new post as of this evening as we were heading out to come down here to the radio station. We posted the videos from a couple of weeks ago when Josh and Erica of the Empty Pockets were in studio with us. And it was such a great night. And they were really, really, they're always good, but they were just so good that night. Their harmony makes me cry. It's so good.
And Julian did some wonderful camera work.
Yes. Some fun stuff, too. Yeah. So you need to watch those videos. There are four videos that are posted. I'm going to take our link from the blog and put it over on Facebook. For those of you who haven't joined the blog yet, you'll be able to click on that link from our Facebook page. I'm going to do that right this very minute, okay?
This very minute?
Yes.
Is it done yet?
That's three.
She's got 59 seconds left.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Julian.
Now, you know, maybe 49 seconds.
You have a little stash of gifts, and every time I take one out and I set
it
over.
Is it done yet?
All right. Your stash is getting smaller all the time. You're not funny. How should I set this up? Should I say, what should I say? Help me. Quick. So I can put.
15 seconds.
Just ask ChatGPT to do it.
The two of you. I have one nerve, and you're both standing on it. My last nerve.
And speaking of videos, it will be about another 48 hours or so, but Julian just sent us some videos that he did with Muriel Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And they are extraordinary. She was just so much fun.
She is extraordinary.
Yeah, she really is.
I hope that her concert, which had to be rescheduled because of the snow, I hope it went okay, because they had to move it from last Saturday to Sunday. And in fact, the Ides of March had to take their Cornerstones concert and move it as well, which was smart. I mean, it was a great night to be home last Saturday night.
By the way, only moments from now, we will be pitching for our last caller, and if you would like to be our last call, 312-981-7200, and you could win some goodies from this here radio place. And again, we'll remind you that next week we don't start till 10:30, and next week Jim Samario and Mark Plotnick, the authors of 70 Chicagoland Rock Concerts, will be joining us, and we're going to have some fun going over some of the... I was just putting together a list, and 70s were a really good decade for concerts.
We saw some great everybody stuff in the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I just have to go back in because I'm busy trying to talk to you and put up a post.
Is it up yet?
Oh. All right. You're down to like two packages now, and they're tiny. And all right. I had to correct my, because I was busy listening to you while I was trying to post this, link to the blog post with the wonderful Empty Pockets videos.
I see it.
Yes. And again, thank you, Julian, for the work that you did on those, because they're so darn impressive.
So you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Steve and Johnny Show, and you will see the link Johnny just put up for the new Empty Pockets videos from Erica and Josh.
I do like the pictures, though, that I took of each one of them and then made a collage out of it because, I don't know, they're just so darn cute, too, with their eyes closed, singing their little hearts out.
And their chemistry, it's so much fun to watch them, just the chemistry they have is so cool.
It never feels like work when I'm recording them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's, oh my gosh, there's this great clip where there was no singing happening. It was between commercials.
Mm-hmm.
They were making funny faces at each other, and I got it on camera. I have to send it to you guys.
Oh, okay. Please do. Yeah, please do. We have, we should open the phone lines now.
Somebody wanted to know if we have the plow on the front of the Zamboni. Not yet. It's just kind of a dusting downtown. But
there is the Zamboni, and the blue lights are flickering.
A listener tells us that apparently there will be some dusting of snow up at Lambeau Field, but it's not going to be quite as much as it is around I-80 here in the Chicago area.
312-981-7200, and they're predicting between 1 and 5 inches, depending on where you are.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. That number again is 312-981-7200. If you would like to be our last caller and win some goodies from this here radio location, as long as you haven't won anything in the past 60 days or 2 months, whichever comes first.
2 months? See, you have food on the brain.
I do.
And George just sent us a text and said, what's for dinner tonight? George, during the commercial, we're debating, what's it going to be? Because I got good old healthy vegetable soup at home, and I'm thinking, nah, we need to go cheeseburger. Let's go home and eat a cheeseburger.
And I'm leaning in that direction.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, a little mustard and ketchup, pickle and onion. Mm. Of course, you have yours naked. I mean, the cheeseburger is naked, not you. Well, you can eat it naked if you want. Just, you know, never mind.
Okay. You know, for some reason, do you do this when we play this song? Mm-hmm. There's so many times when I mentally go back to some of the bars that I played
in. I do that.
And closing time.
I do. And how happy I would be. I would be so professional for like 7 or 8 hours. And then they would flick the lights because it was closing time. I could feel my mood just change.
But then on one hand, I'd be glad the night was over. On the other hand, because we worked till about 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
As we packed up our instruments and we'd be driving home, I didn't want to be driving home with the drunks.
Yeah, yeah. I had the same problem, too, when I was a cocktail waitress because we would close at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But I was fortunate. This was back in the day when I was working out of Holiday Inn on Lakeshore Drive. And they had this cool feature where you would just flick a switch inside the hotel. Mm-hmm. And that would tell a cab that you were needed here.
Well, that was, yeah.
And that was such a good idea.
Didn't a lot of the restaurants? Or a lot of the hotels on Michigan Avenue have that?
I don't know, because they had doormen. But I know after hours, there was no doorman at the Holiday Inn on Lakeshore Drive. So that's how we would get the attention of a cab driver. And I had a cab driver that literally was my cab driver for a year. It was the same guy. Mm-hmm. He knew my schedule. He was there. He took me home. I tipped him well. So he was back the next time I was working. And it was really, really great. It made me feel good because I could just kick off my shoes when I got in the cab, and it was up to him to get me home.
And I remember there was one stretch where I was working at some bars on the south side. In fact, I think one of the places, I want to say the name was the Key Club. I think it was on Western Avenue on the south side. But I would be driving our bass player, whose name was Bill. He lived on the north side. So I drove him all the way to the north side.
And then turn around and go back?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it used to be fun. We used to go to, what was it? Not Golden Corral. What were the restaurants?
IHOP? Golden Coin?
Golden Coin.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Nugget?
Golden Nugget. That's
Thank
where we
you.
Used to go.
Yeah.
Love that place.
Yeah, I did too. Oof. Who's hungry? who had oatmeal 12 hours ago. Yeek. But when I worked as a waitress, I wasn't real crazy about those last few minutes when they would announce that the restaurant was closing, give everybody their checks, right. And because then you got to hurry people along. But then you had to marry the ketchup bottles. You'd be there another half hour marrying the ketchup bottles, which was so unsanitary and weird.
I now pronounce you
Mary.
Hines and...
Yeah, I think they're all Hines.
Oh. But you just made me think of one of the most evil things I ever did, going out to breakfast.
Yes, at the Golden Nugget.
At the Golden Nugget. And we're sitting there. Our bass player and some other people were just sitting at the table, and I'd pretty much finished. And our bass player looks over to me. His name was Wayne. And Wayne looks over and says, you're not going to finish your ice cream? And you know how... The devil's on one shoulder, the angel's on the other. The devil said, do it, do it, do it. And I said, no, Wayne, I'm not going to finish the ice cream. And pushed the dish of butter over to him. And he took a big scoop, thinking it was ice cream.
Yeah, well.
Yep.
I'm laughing because somebody put up a picture of pancakes the other day, and there was that ball of butter on top. And people from Europe were going, well, what's that thing on the top? What is that? It's good old butter, people. Come on. We're Americans. We like our butter.
We better get to our last caller.
Yes, let's do that. Because we had a short show. We got words we need to say. So,
And we've been off for 2 weeks.
Oh, so I'm going to take number two. That's okay. Going to be our magic number for our last caller tonight. Number two.
Number two is Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy. Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Chicago, from the South Side.
All right, Jimmy.
Whereabouts on the South Side? I grew up on the South Side.
I'm in the South Shore area.
Really? Because I grew up at 80th and Manistee. I went to South Shore High School.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I'm on Kingston Avenue.
Oh, I know it well. Yeah, my girlfriend Betty lived at 84th and Kingston.
Wow.
We have a mixed marriage. I'm from the north side, so north side, south side.
But I have converted her into being a Sox fan.
Yes. Are you a Sox fan, Jimmy?
Yes, and also, you made me hungry. I'm cooking me a cheeseburger right now.
Are you really?
Yes! Yes!
Are you going to put good stuff on it, like pickles and onion and all that goodness, or are you going to eat it naked?
I'm going to slap it up. I'm going to load it up.
Me too.
No, I put pickles on it.
Yeah. But you know what? By the time I'm done with mine, I have to think, can I actually fit this in my mouth? And I'm looking at him, and he's like, ooh, this piece of meat is great. I'm like, it's boring. So are you going to be watching the Bears game today?
Absolutely.
Can't wait. All right. What's your call? Do you think they're going to pull it off?
I've got to go with the home team. I always got to go with Chicago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel optimistic. I think good things are happening. I really do, too.
Me, too. I got the Super Bowl spirit.
Yeah. Did you happen to see the video? I don't know why it was only 45 minutes, about the making of the Super Bowl shuffle.
Oh, yeah. It's on HBO.
I haven't caught that yet. I haven't seen it yet.
It's really good, but it's weird because, number one, it's not an hour long. You know they could have made it a whole hour. And number two, they don't even play the Super Bowl shuffle.
They just play little bits of it, and they give you the story behind the Super Bowl shuffle, and it's real interesting, but then you want to see the whole Super Bowl shuffle, and they don't show it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I still had a 45 around here somewhere.
Really?
To take it up.
Yeah. I think we've got a cassette tape that the station had put out because our station was carrying the Bears during that time. So that was a very big deal. But it's a good show because you get to see the 85 Bears now and see how some of them have changed and some of them for the better. Some of them, not so much.
So are you usually up at this time on a Saturday night, Sunday morning?
Well, I usually get up to do a security check here at the building here to walk through and make sure everything's still secure.
Do you have to do that every night?
Yeah, pretty much. I've been a habit of doing it.
Wow.
Are you a security guard?
No, I just live here.
Okay. So you just...
Well, good for you. Yeah.
Just to be sure everything is cool. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, what are we having as a side? Because we're debating, what are we going to do am I going to go crazy and do a little air fryer French fries? Are you having anything with your burger?
Or are you going with chips?
I'm going with chips and a cold beer.
Oh.
Okay.
Now you're talking.
All right.
I don't think we can get home fast enough. Thank goodness I've got a sack of crackers in the car. We'll eat crackers on our way. And a bottle of water. It sounds sad, but it's true.
Jimmy, thanks for calling. Hold on for a couple seconds, and Julian will get some information from you off the air.
And we will send you an official WGN Radio t-shirt. And again, we do this last caller thing every Saturday night.
And Julian, find out if Jimmy has one of our Life After Dark CDs. If he doesn't, we will include that in the gift pack.
So, again, go to our blog and check out the videos. If you haven't signed up for that yet, just go to our Facebook page. Check out the Empty Pocket videos. We're going to be back here next Saturday night, but we'll
10:30
10:30 start time.
And it looks like it's starting to get snowy, so hopefully we will not slip and slide too far, and we will talk to you again next week.